Listening to WRIR 97.3 FM Richmond Independent Radio. My name is David. I'm here with Charles every week from 5 to 7 p.m. on the Motherland Influence, bringing you 2 hours of African, Caribbean, and Latin sounds. Seeing as how tomorrow is the anniversary of independence of the great Republic of Mali, they were independent in 1960. We are going to play Malian music today just to celebrate. And we'll start off with one of the first electric bands to come out of Mali, formed right after independence. We're going to hear from the group, the National Orchestra A, l'Orchestra National A de la République du Mali, from an LP on the Sylert label. Actually, it's not. It's on the Mali Music label, which was produced by the government of Mali. We're going to hear a song called Janfa, and then we'll play some more music. But first, here is l'Orchestra National A de la République du Mali. This group was later broken up into the A and B orchestras, and then later on replaced by groups like the Rail Band, because the sound, as you will hear shortly, was a little bit too westernized for the Malian ear of the day.
korila ifa di korila idi aje mo di korila fata di korila fama di korila idi aje mo di korila nomo di korila fina di korila idi aje mo di korila palomasiyo kele digile kele digile kele digile palomasiyo kele digile kele digile kele digile
That was l'Orchestre National de la République du Mali, their song Janfa from a Malian Ministry of Cultural released LP, came out around 1970. The name of the LP is simply l'Orchestre National de la République du Mali, and the song was Janfa. We have with us here in the studio Anna Edwards from Defenders Live, who is a member of the group
The Virginia Friends of Mali.
And welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
What are you going to say to us about Mali today?
Yeah, all right. Well, I'm going to say Mali is a new venture for me, although it seems really very closely attached to the work that we do with the Sacred Ground Project in discussing ancestors and who's here and who might be buried in the burial ground downtown. But my affiliation with the Virginia Friends of Mali began in 2005 because Mali is a country that is in part really reaching out and really trying to establish good working relationships with the U.S. And Virginia established Mali, a curriculum for the study of Mali, in our Virginia public school system as part of the SOLs. And so we have lots of opportunities to bring more information about the culture, the people, and the goings-on in Mali, and the relationship to what we're trying to do here.
And I understand that Mali is one of the most successful democracies in Africa today, and we don't pay enough attention to that in this country, do we?
No, we get all the bad news.
Well, that's too bad. I mean, it's really quite successful at that.
Yeah, it has worked really diligently since independence, and it's had its struggles like a lot of countries, and I won't say that it's been smooth sailing any more than certainly the U.S. has had smooth sailing in its evolution of its democratic processes, but it has been doing very well, and my understanding from the little that I know about the process is that you know, they have local representatives who then gather in, you know, slightly larger groupings, and then they vote, and actually, I'm wishing I was really more prepared to talk about that, because it is a very interesting and very broad-based sort of democratic approach from the ground up that makes its way to an election for the president. And Virginia has actually been fortunate. Richmond hosted a visit by the Prime Minister of Mali back in November 2005. And our group, and of course the city now, has a good relationship working with the ambassador to Mali up in D.C. So really we have resources that we can tap into to find out as much as we could possibly want about those processes.
There is great resources about Mali here. The Virginia Museum of Fine Arts has a great collection of Western African art, particularly some beautiful pieces from Mali.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And their website, actually, is a terrific resource as well.
That's great.
Yeah, we'll post that in a few minutes.
Charles says we'll post that in a few minutes. You can go to www.wrir.org, look for the Motherland Influence post, and you can find out something about the music we're playing and maybe a little bit more. Thank you, Anna.
You bet.
We're going to play some more music now. That's what we're here to do, so that's what we're going to keep doing. We're going to play some more music. I'm going to focus, before Charles comes on, with some more of the big orchestras that were formed after independence and were active up into the 70s. One of the next groups is a group called the Orchestra Regional de Mopti. We're going to hear a song off this one called Anjigi Ye Mali Ye from a great double CD collection called African Pearls Volume 3, One Day on Radio Mali.
Anjigi Ye Mali De Numbonyonte
Anjigi
That was the National Badema featuring the great singer Kasimadi Jabate from an LP simply called National Badema on the Sylert label. Sylert Mali Star series, great song. Name of the song was Kana Blana, a song dedicated to the youth of Mali and also to National Badema, but primarily to the youth of Mali. We have with us here in the studio here on the Motherland Influence. We are listening, by the way, to WRIR 97.3 FM. We have in the studio with us Anna Edwards from the Defenders Live, also a representative of the Friends of Mali here in Richmond, and she's going to talk a little bit about youth.
Yeah, a little bit. No, that's right. You are listening to the Defenders Live. Okay, not really. But that is the show, and we air on Mondays from noon to noon 30. And so I'm really excited to be here in another capacity as a member of the Virginia Friends for Mali. And the project, the youth-oriented project that was just referred to, has to do with a meeting that took place between Dr. Abdoulaye Sylla of the he's the Deputy Director of the National Museum of Mali, and a project being conducted here by the VCU Department of African American Studies. And Sean Yutzi, who is the chair, started a project called Peep This, which involves teenagers, young African American male teenagers here in Richmond, who are currently going through a curriculum of learning all there is to know about documentary filmmaking, and they will produce a film. And so Sean is now working with Dr. Sylla to develop a parallel program in Bamako for youth in Bamako. One of the comments when Dr. Sylla was here for a visit and made this wonderful presentation that I'll talk about too coming up, is that the youth in Bamako, in the cities, are becoming sort of as disconnected from their history and their traditional cultures as we often feel like our youth are here, although trying to identify what the traditions are here that people are trying to reconnect to, maybe a longer conversation. But and so his museum has a component that is really focusing on youth development and cultural enrichment and education. And so they felt like this was a very good parallel project that could potentially result in an exchange, sort of a small-scale film festival between the youth of Bamako and the youth of Richmond, Virginia. So we're really excited to be helping to facilitate that that project. And you can learn more about it when we we're posting stuff. That's right. Okay. On I think our website is the VA Friends of Mali.
Yeah, I've got that one posted.
.org, and so that you can see on the WRIR website as well, and you can also just Google the National Museum of Mali to find out more about what's going on there, and I think you should also look at the African American Studies Department. They're doing a lot more community outreach and programs like this. We can look forward to see more of.
All right, well, thank you very much for your information. By the way, I don't know if you some basic things we might want to know. I think we did mention that Mali gained their independence from France
right.
1960.
That's right.
And they're considered a republic.
They are.
A president and a prime minister.
And it is the Islamic Republic of
Iran. Islamic Republic, okay.
That's right. It's a Muslim country. And so
is that possibly why we're not paying attention to them?
It's probably not helping.
Yeah. We were just saying how the U.S. is... There are some successful democratic countries in Africa. And
that's right.
Should not be ignored.
That's right. Absolutely.
See if I can find that information. We'll come back to that.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you very much. And if you have some more information, we'll come back to you again.
Absolutely.
All right.
I got lots.
All right. Good. All right. Let me see. I plugged that one in over there. We need to turn that up. Let's go to one of Mali's modern, very popular musician, Salif Keita. And from the latest CD that I know of from him, Mbemba. And we're going to hear the title cut, Mbemba. And Salif Keita, great vocal. And who was he used to sing with originally back in the 60s, 70s? I just went blank. Sorry. Salif Keita, his original group he used to be with. I know I should know it. I'm going blank on it. Now, the orchestra he started out with. There you go. Yeah. Rail Band. Thank you. Rail Band of Mali. And we'll hear some from them, too.
Mori Kanté. Mori Kanté was the other guy.
Oh, okay. Mori Kanté was also one of the singers of the Rail Band, too. Let me see. We got some great musicians on this thing, on this record. On this particular tune, we have Kanté Manfala. We're going to have... Djembe, played by Drissa Bagayogo, some musician we've heard here a few times with a new CD. Also, who else is on here? Osman Kiate on acoustic guitar. So anyway, let's listen to Salif Keita and title cut from the CD, Mbemba.
Allo, ça c'est Salif Keita sur WRIR. Faites attention à vous. Le sida, c'est vrai, il n'y a pas de solution.
Nerame con ara kluko kon kangara yake au sabour réel. Oloye nko jalide nunuye, la kine jalide nunumbe. Oloko jalide nunuye, Senegali gaulo de nunbe. Oloko jalide nunuye, Iye mali jalide nunumbe. Bemba mbembale, mbembale kakeleke, mbembali sakakuruni, mbembale kasoke kuruti, mbembali jonke kuruta, kadi jalide nunuma, kuke togo songo. Mbemba. Adate tu ya fo adama ya da kasabole asema yi asente sikila akono mai akono barabeji aben hakili jigi jonna aben niya jigi surukula suruku wara kele yorodo suruku bena mangala ni kele ni suruku bino kanko kankari suruku mabale mamosoluso Suruku ma pale ma keluso, hakili majiga olo de nununa. Suruku ma furu moso somo, sengo bila fanda, mbemba tese. Fele bolodi ne bimba bora worudu Memmale memmale oh memba oh 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 memba memba bora mogojono ne bimba bora mogojono Ne bimba bora mogojoni kosa. Fala jata, takajala jata, kitakuru jata, iyani jata mari jata swa molo kona musude la nisangi. Soko soko si mani si masala baje kumalo kabala simu. Friki ni koma, choma nuni joma maya. Fuya tugu fula kete tugu kela, aha ne bema bora buru daga jala.
bala tolo bala manka
bala bala ro keli sola la tolo bala manka
kora bala ro kaja mala tolo kora manka
ah kora bala ro keli sola la tolo kora manka
koni bala ro ima e jamala tolo koni manka Sinala le jaliba, siriman fila le jaliba, jege moriba la le jaliba, hu jalima ka, jaliba maka, soko soko si mani si mosalaba, nyankubaru kabala simbo, jalala le jaliba.
Last one, guitarist and sometimes vocalist Vo Fakature, son of the great Ali Fakature of Mali, who unfortunately passed away not very long ago. Anyway, that's from his self-titled CD, Vo Fakature. And we heard the tune, Tabara. And he'll be appearing at the Virginia Folk Festival this year. And here's some more info on that if you want
to. That's right, that's right. It's the, at our Richmond Folk Festival, which I think it's ours.
Yeah,
Richmond
Folk.
It's, and I think it's richmondfolkfestival.org.
We'll find that and post it.
Yeah, we're really excited because Vo Fakature, his father was actually a friend of the president of our organization, too. And so we, you know, heard about his passing and we're fortunate enough to be able to write about it, too, in the Richmond Defender. And Vo Fakature performed at the Festival of the Niger, which is an annual music festival that they hold in Ségou in Mali. And he played there just this last February. And so he is going to be here in Richmond during the Folk Festival, which runs from October 10th through October 12th. And so we hope that you will come and hear him play there. And then while you're there, of course, the Virginia Friends of Mali will be sharing a booth with Hawa Sheikh Traore, who is a Malian from Ségou who's living now on the west coast of the United States. And she always has arts and crafts from Mali, and particularly of the Bogolan traditions. And so there'll be a lot of really good stuff there that they add to the fabric of the folk festival. And I'm really looking forward to it, especially based on that song we just played. That's going to be some incredible music.
Yeah, he does a different type of, he does some modern stuff and he does a lot of the older sounds too, and he's really good at both. And a lot of the European DJs have been remixing some of his sounds. You may have heard some of those on some of our shows.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about him coming in here too. I'm like, love to see him.
Yeah.
I did get to see his father play at one of the festivals up in Baltimore. A few years ago.
You're a lucky guy.
Yeah, and man, if you have a camera, that's one of the easiest humans to photograph. He's just a huge smile like the whole time he's playing. He just looks, you can tell he's enjoying what he did.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, we're looking forward to that festival and to him coming, but also to going back to the Festival of the Niger. So that's something that the Virginia Friends of Mali also does, is host an excursion to that festival each year.
Okay.
So,
and I'm going to play a musician that I think may have performed at that one, or at least one of the desert festivals. That's going to be Omo Sangare, another very popular singer from Mali, and has gained some popularity here in the U.S. and Europe also. And we're going to hear from her 2-CD set, Omu. And we'll get a tune, Baba, or a song for a husband. And it's for a change. This is about a woman who really loves her husband. He's exemplary in his behavior and very affectionate with her. She loves him so much she calls him Papa, just like her children do.
Get up! bao aena faso bara tumasele
listening to the Motherland Influence here on WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us, and the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. And WRIR wishes to thank the Sierra Club for their underwriting support of the station. Explore, enjoy, and protect the planet with the Sierra Club. The Sierra Club consists of 1.3 million of your fellow Americans who are committed to leaving our children a living legacy of clean air, clean water, and natural grandeur. The Sierra Club meets on the second Monday of the month at 7 p.m. at the Science Museum of Virginia. On Monday, October 13th, the Sierra Club will host environmental planner Karen Firehawk, the director and co-founder of the Green Infrastructure Center. The Green Infrastructure Project is a nonprofit organization who helps communities develop strategies for protecting and conserving their ecological and cultural assets through environmentally sensitive decisions, lifestyles, and planning. Ms. Firehawk has worked on initiatives in Jordan and South Africa, as well as in the southern United States. This event, Monday, October 13th at the Science Museum, is free and open to the public. More information is available by calling Scott Berger at 804-714-5444. And if you need that information or any other information, something we can help you with, feel free to call us at 804-649-9737. And we're still posting some websites. I'll get some more up there for you. But you can go to www.wrir.org and click Read More under the Motherland Influence to see the playlist. And there's a couple of links up there, too, for some of the information we've been talking about. A celebration of Malian Independence Day, which will be held tomorrow. And I'm going to turn it over to David now.